coming down from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. The views of our guest, and, well, today our guest is going to be Jeff Green from an organization that's dedicated to trying to educate the American people about the dangers of water fluoridation. And I would point out, ladies and gentlemen, that they are destroying and damaging the minds of our children and our adults, and so many of the ills we see in society are directly related to water fluoridation. People said that can't be true because my dentist and my doctor would know, and the trouble is they don't know. In fact, it's not that they're bad people. They just have never done the studies, and there are people within their organizations who are simply lying to them, and they're deceiving you. And men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, and even though they may not be knowingly giving you bad advice, they are giving you bad advice, and you need to learn about the dangers of water fluoridation, a process that is being used to progressively destroy this once great country. Well, that is background, Jeff. Thanks very much for being with us. Jeff, are you there? Jeff Green of Keepers of the Well, are you there?
I'm here. I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You just speak up. Go ahead.
Okay.
Right ahead.
Great. Just recently, Dr. Stan, we've had a number of activities or events, I guess you might call them, that have basically clarified information that, you know, you've known about all along, and you've had, you know, expert people on your program that have talked to you about some of these things. But finally, we've had some government action where they've had to actually put it in print, and they're having to deal with it much more directly than they have in the past. And even though we can expect that there will probably be a lot of, I don't know what the right word would be, maybe twisting or turning or, you know, describing it differently, but at the same time, a lot of this information is down on paper now, and the general public is eventually going to have much more access to this information.
Well, no, there's a big hearing back in Washington, D.C., and why don't you tell us a little bit about that? There were a number of chemists on the board, only my understanding, one dentist, and they actually brought out the fact that the recommended level of fluoride in the drinking water is downright dangerous. What's the background?
Well, let me, if it's possible, give you some background on, because many people have a worry or maybe even a wonder as to how fluoride could have so many varied impacts on our body. And what we've recently learned, and we've learned even through this NRC report, this is the National Research Council report, is that until you address just exactly how fluorine and fluoride interacts with so many other things in life, it's hard to distinguish or to tell how could this possibly be. Most people are not aware of the fact that fluorine is the element, and it's part of the halogen group. And a lot of people are aware of the halogen group because it's got iodine and chlorine and bromine and fluorine. And fluorine is the most aggressive seeker of another electron. It's the most negatively charged element on Earth. I mean, on the periodic table, it sits up in the top right-hand corner. It's actually a bully of what we call the periodic chart. It gets to do whatever it wants to do. In fact, some people call it the promiscuous element because it'll give up whatever it's with to be with something else it likes better. And as you know, Dr. Stan, more than many people do, that what it really likes is it loves calcium and it loves magnesium and other things that give up an electron. And so because of that, it can have tremendous impact on our body functions. In fact, we can see some of this because it's prized by industry for certain things. And it's amazing that this hasn't ever showed up in our newspapers, but industry is using it all around us for ways that will tell us more about what's going on. Are we getting to a break here?
We're getting to a break. We've got about 20 seconds. So our guest is, of course, Jeff Green. We're going to be talking about water fluoridation. And ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, they are poisoning the minds of our children. And in countries where they've really checked what's going on, there are very few geniuses in areas of water fluoridation.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is is Jeff Green. We're going to be talking about the fluoride and what's recently been found out. So, Jeff, you were talking about how this works, and of course, that people don't understand the difference between fluoride and fluorine. They don't understand that this is certainly, I think you call, the most promiscuous element in the periodic table, and pick up the story from there.
Well, the amazing part about it is that it's used all around us. And for one, it's prized by industry, meaning industry really loves this for its ability to disrupt molecular bonds. Now, that may, you know, sound like a, you know, foreign word to disrupt molecular bonds, but in essence, it means cracking petroleum products. You know, we wouldn't have the petroleum products we have if they weren't using a fluoride product to crack the petroleum product. It's used to refine most of the heavy metals. You see, in fact, one of the reasons that the fluoride was originally introduced in the water in the first place was because of the fact that the uranium hexafluoride was the magical element that separated uranium isotopes that made the bomb. But it still continues to be used effectively in industry along those lines. And because of that, we see it in all kinds of products. We also see it establishing new molecular bonds and sometimes tighter molecular bonds. And so some of the products that we see out there, like Teflon, that we recently see that they want to reduce on out on the marketplace now, as well as Scotsgard, which they're withdrawing from the marketplace. It's because of the fluoride molecules that are involved in it that it creates that tight seal that prevents something from, you know, prevents it from seeping through there. And so it's utilized all around us. It also inhibits enzymes. And so all of the halogen group, which we most of us remember we used iodine on cuts, we've used chlorine to kill things, obviously kill bugs, and we use fluorine for exactly the same things. Well, it does so not by, fluorine doesn't do it by frying something. It actually does it by inhibiting enzyme activity. And so this activity that we now see with the National Research Council doing a review of the safety of the standards that were set up for such a long time, when they go back through and review this, this plays an extremely important role, because all of a sudden they're having to recognize just what kind of enzymes it's inhibiting and what kind of negative impact, adverse health effects, that we're going to actually have on our bodies. And the extent of it is really amazing when you take a look at that. One of the focuses that they have in this particular NRC report. Now, when I say NRC report, I should explain that this is actually the Environmental Protection Agency, which was really ordered to go back and review to determine whether the standards that they've set for maximum levels of fluoride in the water were still valid or not. And Dr. Stan, I know you recognize this, and maybe many of your audience will too as well. Oftentimes when you get a panel that's selected by the FDA or the EPA, you know, they're the ones that are selecting the panel. And in many cases, they've got a bias as to what they want that answer to be. And as we just recently saw, the FDA panel that reviewed the mercury amalgam issue, where they were basically, the panel was being asked to rubber stamp what the FDA had said was safe for us to have these mercury amalgam issues. Every once in a while, a panel comes out and just refuses to be the rubber stamp. And just as they did about a month ago now with the FDA on mercury, where they basically said that the FDA's white paper, their suggestion of the safety of mercury, their paper wasn't valid. And they basically said that it didn't, the data didn't, you know, really represent all of the science that's out there, and the conclusion wasn't accurate. Well, this group spent about 2.5 years looking at the maximum contaminant level for fluoride in the water. And the Union of EPA Scientists, this is actually all of the people who are actually the toxicologists and even doctors and physicians, but all of the people who review the science and prepare the science for policy making, they'd already come out and said that they had the science in front of them that said the fluoride should never be put in the water. They asked for a moratorium. But this panel was asked to go out and take a look at the science, and it was comprised in such a way that there really wasn't a real high strength of just what we call an unbiased review. So they didn't give us the full answer that all of us would have liked to have seen, because we expected that what should have happened is that they should have come to what we call a point of safety, meaning that they review all the science and they come out with a point of safety that says that you could drink this in your water for the rest of your life without any known or even anticipated health risks. And so instead of doing that, because of the way it was comprised, the membership of this particular panel, they basically shot for what they could agree with. So unanimously, and this is amazing from a panel that was picked by the EPA to come up with, I think, a different conclusion, unanimously what they did is they unanimously said that the protective measures of 4 parts per million that's in the water that they've utilized all this time, they basically said it's not protective of health any longer. And it's not protective of health in several different areas. One of them is that they found that the white spots, bright spots, the staining, the actually modeling of teeth that is typically described as dental fluorosis, where the enamel is actually some cases pitted, but is often discolored. What happens is that they, in previous reports, they considered this a cosmetic effect. So even though it damaged the tooth, and even though it was unsightly, and even though it harmed people, they believed that they could get by with the fact that they would just call it cosmetic and that they would not have to be protective of that. And so what this panel did was they changed that. And this is fairly dramatic, because even though, again, Dr. Stan is aware of this, and maybe many of your listeners, they actually came out and wrote on a piece of paper that said that the enamel fluorosis is an adverse health effect, and from this point forward, they're going to have to deal with it from that standpoint. A second area that they looked at was that they agreed that fluoride causes bone pathologies even beyond what they call skeletal fluorosis, which I'll explain in a second. But the ones that most people address is one of the fact is that at the levels that they were going to allow to be in the water, there was a definite decision that it would cause higher incidence of hip fractures. So even though many of the people who understood this information have thought about this all along, this panel came down and said the evidence shows that at the concentrations that they've been allowing, that there is a higher incidence of hip fractures, and also what they call possible osteosarcomas. I say possible because they couldn't really refute the evidence. They, I think, almost kind of wanted to pretend that they needed a lot more, but when you have something this severe where you have young males that get rare bone cancers, and it's so distinctly identified, it's hard for them to walk away from it. And so this is part of the evidence that they wrote in this report, so that from this point forward, basically scientists as well as the EPA are going to have to deal with it. The one that probably really stands out, in an area that stands out, that I believe many of your audience will probably resonate with, is the fact that they also identified that there was very distinct evidence of what they call endocrine impairment. Now, endocrine, for those people who aren't acquainted, I mean, most of us hear the word, know the word, but the endocrine is basically dealing with our regulatory systems, especially the thyroid gland, how we metabolize calcium, which has to do with so many other effects we have on our body, the pineal gland, and also glucose metabolism, which also has to do with even now ways that people are dealing with how they stop cancer. So these are really four heavy areas that are impacted by fluoride exposure, and they dealt with this extensively in this report so that, again, that this science couldn't go away. We shouldn't be surprised at the fact that fluoride would affect thyroid. And Dr. Chen, you and I have had this conversation before where we've talked about the fact that in the 1920s and in the 1930s, the treatment of choice to reduce thyroid activity, in other words, if you had a hyperthyroid, meaning your thyroid was too active and you wanted to slow it down, in the 1920s and 1930s, the way they would go about doing it is sticking you in a bathtub full of water and with fluoride in it and let it seep through your skin the same way we would think a patch works these days. And the amount of fluoride that used back in those days was somewhere between 2.3 and 4.5 milligrams of fluoride per day. Now, you know, that doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people, but in essence, those are dosages that people are already receiving right this minute from fluoride, not only being in the water, but from other sources as well. And so what they came up with this evidence was not only was it used that way, but it's actually having that effect right now. And so especially what they came up with in this report was especially those individuals that have iodine deficiencies, that with those iodine deficiencies, it takes a fairly low amount of fluoride to have a tremendous impact. And many of these, the amounts of fluoride that would take to do that are well below the levels that were ever reported in government documents before. So they're finally admitting these impacts. And so especially for those individuals who have thyroid problems, anyone who has an iodine deficiency, the level of fluoride in the water is supposedly optimally fluoridated water is way too high. If you have iodine deficiencies, it would mean that more than 20% of the people have increased goiters at very, very low levels. It would mean that there would be a difference between the thyroid stimulating hormones. So I mean, there's tremendous impact that comes from this. So this is not a small event, obviously. Although it didn't create an enforcement process yet, it's at least on the way to delivering the kind of evidence that people can't walk away from.
But of course, Jeff, as you and I both know, the scientists and the engineers and the lawyers who work for the Environmental Protection Agency know exactly what's going on. They're trying to get something done. It's the people in key positions, administrative positions, with the power who refuse to do anything to protect the health of the American people, in fact, are actively and, I believe, knowingly suppressing the information about how dangerous this is. We know that this union, an NTEU union, Chapter 280, and anybody can go to their website at NTEU280.org and pull down their material. That's NTEU280.org. But they wrote to the administrators of the EPA. They wrote to members of Congress and the Senate and said, you know, we've got to stop water fluoridation. I mean, it's damaging the people. And those wicked people in key positions totally ignored it, have done everything to suppress it, and the media has suppressed this information. And incidentally, even recently, when the panel report came out that Jeff is talking about, why then they'd always put the remarks in from the other side, saying, of course, this is just their opinion, but however, scholarly people say, and anything to keep the American people from learning that they're poisoning our children and our grandchildren. We'll be right back here in just a moment. Here, at Genesis.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Jeff Green. Well, Jeff, you know, certainly this got some play in the medium, and I remember reading this, and basically, I'm very impressed by the fact that this panel had said that there really is something wrong with water fluoridation at the current rates, which are 4 parts per million, but I don't even think that 1 part per million, or even really probably you should have to get down to really levels like a tenth of a part per million to really be safe. In fact, are there any studies that show the safety levels of fluoride in the drinking water?
Well, let's look at two. When you say safety in the drinking water, this is what this panel is providing in a way, is that they're providing the evidence. And if the evidence that has to do with just the the amount of the impact on the thyroid is just amazing because of what the concentration is that it basically says that it's affecting it. The concentration just for thyroid impairment would mean that if you had an 8.8 pound, they always talk, of course, as you know, in kilograms, and most of us in the United States don't relate to that very well. But if you're talking about an 8 pound baby, it means that if someone had inadequate iodine deficiency, the amount of fluoride milligrams per day would be like 0.04. Okay, those numbers don't mean a lot. What that means is less than a cup a day is enough to create thyroid impairment on a baby who has inadequate iodine exposure. And when we get up to the amount that thyroid impairment for, let's say, an adult that weighed 154 pounds, you're looking at levels that are already lower than what people are already being exposed to. And so this is kind of one of those areas that, if it ever is followed through entirely as it's presented here in this report, it means it's going to have such a heavy impact on it that fluoridation wouldn't occur anymore. It's one of the reasons why they've tried to block this for such a long time, because the concentration for each one of these things, each one of these adverse effects, is at such a low level that water fluoridation couldn't continue anymore. Now, if you add something to that, and I know that you're used to talking about things that are, I don't know if you always use the term, Dr. Tan, but synergistic, meaning that, you know, with the impact of one element on another and some of these substances are even greater when you add it to something else. What they talk about here is what they call asymptomatic. They call it subclinical, meaning that someone really doesn't know that it's a thyroid disease that they have, but it is coming from the thyroid. And the things that they list in here and they provide as evidence is cardiac disease. Well, I mean, a lot of people don't understand that the cardiac disease comes from a thyroid dysfunction or increased cholesterol concentration or increased incidence of depression, diminished response, and this is, I don't know why it's in there, but the standard psychiatric treatment. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but cognitive dysfunction. And for pregnant women, decreased IQ of offspring, which you've described a number of times on your program before, where they've looked at the Chinese studies and showed that those children that were exposed to fluoride or even had dental fluorosis, that they had lower IQs as a population. So these things are actually, these items that they're listing and pre-creating evidence for are showing it at such low levels that it wouldn't be possible for us to have one part per million in the water any longer if they treat this in an unbiased way. Just the evidence they put down in this report.
Well, you mentioned the impact on the pineal gland. What happens? We know that it does damage the pineal gland. What is the pineal gland, and why is that of such concern?
Well, the pineal gland is another one of those regulatory aspects, a part of the endocrine system, and the real importance of this, the pineal gland, is that the pineal gland is where tryptophan, which, again, you may have talked about, creates several enzymes that now produce serotonin. Serotonin, if you remember, is the chemical that actually is transmitted from one neuron to the other to send messages. And so because a real important, you know, aspect of our brain activity, obviously. And then the melatonin is what is actually producing that serotonin. And so melatonin having to do with sleep and the rest. So, you know, what we're doing is we're talking about associating things with status of the reproductive system, regulation of the circadian rhythms and sleep. You'd be looking at metabolism of both calcium and phosphorus that plays such an important role to us, bone growth, development of postmenopausal osteoporosis. All of these things are all in association with normal pineal function. Even your antioxidant actions are dependent upon normal pineal function. So those things, when many of us are taking supplements and looking at ways to have that act, but pineal function is playing a role in that. And it has tremendous effects on your central nervous system, and even the sudden infant death syndrome. So when it affects this, what typically happens, again, Dr. Tan, you've reported some of this before, but now this is again getting out in a report, is that we looked at the pineal function and how it would affect sexual maturation in females, and also reduction in sperm count, so that males were not reproducing and women were getting younger and younger and reproducing.
And, of course, we know in the original studies there in Newburgh, New York, they had a premature menarche in the girls, but they said, oh, well, that doesn't matter. It doesn't have any physiological effect.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Jeff Green, and we're talking about the dangers of fluoride. Now, Jeff, let's get your website out. Let's get your telephone number so people can get in touch with you and get the great information you have.
Certainly. Telephone number, first of all, is an 800 number. It's 800-728-3833, and that's for those of you who don't have a pen, it's Save Teeth. There's a little bit more letters there, but it's 800-SAVE-TEETH, 728-3833. And our website is keepersofthewell.org. And we usually put hyphens in, but I think you can get in without it now, but it's keepers, that's plural, K-E-E-P-E-R-S, hyphen O-F, hyphen T-H-E, hyphen W-E-L-L.org. And we have information about the congressional investigation that we were able to obtain through the House Committee on Science, in which you can see some tremendous admissions from our protective agencies about what they do and don't know about. You can also see the Journal of American Dental Association cover story that explains and clarifies that fluoride doesn't work when you swallow it, that it works when you apply it topically to the teeth, but that it doesn't have any significant effects. So you can actually look at the actual articles themselves. So even though there are really a lot of fluoridation or websites that have information on fluoride, these we kind of specialize on having documents that you can actually take a look at.
Well, one very excellent website besides Jeff's is something called fluoridealert.org. And it's put up there by Dr. Paul Connors, who's a professor of chemistry, and he's trying to let the American people know they're being poisoned, so that's fluoridealert.org. The trouble is that the people on the other side, the wicked people on the other side, the last thing they want is for the American people to learn the truth, so they put up a parallel website, fluoridealert.com. Fluoridealert.com. Do not bother to waste your time going there. It's put up by the American Dental Association to trap people who are foolish enough to go up on the net and type in fluoridealert.com rather than org, and of course they're going to get the propaganda put out by the people who know very well that the fluoride is damaging the brains of our children. It is having a profound impact on the reproductive capacity of both men and women, and some of the studies actually show lower testosterone levels. Why do you think so many American males have erectile dysfunction? Young men, we never saw this in generations past, but now, 35, 40, 45 years old, a significant part of the men have erectile dysfunction. Nobody ever tells them that water fluoridation lowers the testosterone level. Have you ever gotten into that, Jim? Pardon me, Jeff?
Yes, we have. And I think the amazing part about this is, too, is that, one of the reasons why this, I'm going to call it a myth, and somebody else has some maybe even worse names for all this, but that it's lasted as long as it has, is that the promoters of fluoridation have constantly been able to say that it's safe and effective and cuts across the economic base so that everybody, nobody really has to pay very much money for it at all. They've never really been held accountable for the fact of what they're placing in the water. And so one aspect of it is the fluoride all by itself, and so that they're not willing to divulge that the information that they normally, that is out there that talks about hip fractures and cancer and some of these others. Instead, it's kind of a denial of a denial of a denial, and they respond to this and support the public policy by endorsement. Just recently what's happened, though, is that we've spent a great deal of effort to make sure that we're focusing on the fact that even though people may have believed in the public policy, what it really comes down to is what shows up in the truck. And that when something comes up in the truck and you find out that it's not only fluoride, which has a negative impact all by itself, but it also has arsenic, it also has cadmium, it also has mercury and lead and so many of these other elements in it. And that not one of these chemicals that's being added in our water has ever been tested in the form that it's being added to our water. Now, one of them, big long name, it's hard for people to sometimes say on their own, hydrofluosilicic acid, in essence is an acid that it comes from the phosphate fertilizer industry that would eat right through the truck on the way here. It can't be dumped in a river or a stream or anyplace else. It can't even be given away because it's so toxic. But because the Environmental Protection Agency wants people to do something well with some of these, these toxic things, if you can find it, something good to do with it, then as long as they call it beneficial, then they can add it to our water. So we have a substance now that at the moment that we start asking these same people who are promoting fluoridation to show up with a study on the actual substance that's being placed in the water, all we get is the same assurances and the same endorsements of endorsements. Nobody's willing to put the product up where everybody can take a look at it.
Well, why can't you get a lawsuit going and go after the on the RICO basis after the phosphate industry that's doing that? This is criminal activity. It's killing people. It's destroying their children's minds. I mean, aren't there any lawyers out there who really have the guts to come up against these big corporations?
Well, we do have some that are willing to, and I'm hoping that that's a call to anybody who's listening right now for them to call us up. We actually feel like we have an avenue and a way to be able to handle this. Our difficulty is that we're dealing with a bureaucratic buffer zone. Now, what happens is that it's actually a water district or a city council or what we call a representative body that's making the decisions. So you go after them to try to keep them from doing a decision, and then they hide behind the fact that someone said it was okay.
But, Jeff, the thing is, don't go after them. Go after the phosphate industry. They know what they're doing. They are, just as they went after the tobacco companies, why won't anybody go after because here there are billions of dollars at stake. And
well,
they
actually,
could...
we're preparing for that right this minute. And part of that has to do with how do you have standing to be able to do that. And we believe that there are going to be some lawsuits coming up very quickly right now in a variety of different states so that we're not all dependent upon one unfortunate judicial system that will, backstab the very people that they're supposed to be taking care of. So we believe that that's going to be happening now, and we feel like we have the avenue that will finally mean that the chemical supplier is going to have to be on the line. And what we found now is that when you ask specific questions of the chemical supplier, they want nothing to do with it at all. So they end up running away, even to the point where in some communities, they won't even attempt to supply the fluoridation chemical because they understand that's what's coming up next is the lawsuit. So, Stan, even though we've been in preparation a long time because we're having to figure out how you do it, that's exactly where all this, I believe, is going to end, is by that particular group having to throw up their hands and saying that they don't have the goods to show it's safe, and they fraudulently followed along with this all, you know, this whole time period.
Well, I think that if you can show collusion between government and these industries, if you got it before a jury, you'd get hundreds of billions of dollars of settlements against them. And, you know, I hate to say it, but it's the only way they were able to expose what the tobacco industry was doing. The American Medical Association organized, you know, various organizations allowed them for years, the tobacco industry, to put out a product that they knew produced not only cancer of the lung, but cancer of the pancreas and cancer of the bladder, you know, and destroy the lungs. They knew what they were doing, and they let these people get away with it. It wasn't until you got the lawyers involved that anything got done. What a terrible situation and reflection that is on organized medicine.
Well, and it's really a juxtaposition for some people. I mean, here we have, as you know, we've actually created and crafted ordinances that are done in many cases by initiative for different communities, in which the ordinance basically says that you can't add something to the water to treat humans unless it's already been, you know, unless it's a product that's already been approved for that, and that it's safe and effective for the full range of how people, you know, are exposed to it. And then the second part is it can't have a whole bunch of excessive contaminants in it, like arsenic and lead and all the rest. Well, what we find happening is we find organized, you know, medical community coming out and saying that they don't want that kind of thing. And it's really amazing to have so many people who are, in many cases, truly concerned about people's health. But what they're saying is, no, we don't want it. We don't want this substance to be tested. We don't want batch testing to find out what's going to come in here. We don't want it to be approved by the FDA. We don't want it to. We don't want this restriction that says that it can't have arsenic and lead and cadmium and mercury in it. And it's really an amazing thing to watch a whole community go through this, where these people are putting their name on the line. I can't. You know, it's really hard to understand sometimes.
Well, I think there are evil and wicked people out there, and I think there's some good people who are intentionally misled. Well, you won up there in Bellingham. Whatever happened in Bellingham, Washington, after that victory you had?
Well, there was a victory, and so right now they're not fluoridated, and that's the beautiful part about it. But, of course, you know, what they're attempting to do is to come back a couple years later, and just like we've seen in other communities like Seattle and other places in Washington State and in Oregon, what happens is that sometimes they only wait 2 years, and they come back with more money, and they come back organized, and they try to characterize everybody who's working on the program, you know, on making sure that the water's safe. They try to characterize them so that they can't be effective. So we found ways to be able to work with this now, and we've been effective every place we're proactive. So I would invite those people out there that are listening to your program that want to do something about this as opposed to just complain about it to give me a call on my telephone number, to email me, go on my website, get the email, and talk with us about it, because we have activity happening in something like that I right now work with in some 35 different states.
Well, how did we lose there in Watsonville, where close to where I live? I mean, they had a tremendous effort over there, and they initially were able to block it, and then how were they able to get it through and start poisoning the people?
Well, we actually passed an ordinance for your listeners didn't know, we actually passed the city council in Watsonville decided that they were going to fluoridate, and they were provided with all the evidence to show that it was harmful, but they decided they were going to fluoridate anyway. And so what happened was that the citizens of Watsonville circulated a petition, put an initiative on the ballot, and as opposed to it being a fluoridation, being opposed to fluoridation, because we have a state law that proposes that we're supposed to be fluoridating, we actually took a different approach, basically it said that we were going to deal with the quality of any product that was added to the water to treat humans. And it was passed by the voters. But then the city council didn't really want to be fluoridated. I mean, excuse me, still wanted to be fluoridated. So what they did is they filed a lawsuit against the state of California. And in my mind, in my opinion, their intent was to roll over. And, of course, the way we see that is that the lawsuit and the hearing in the court only lasted 9 minutes. I mean, 9 minutes, that's how long it lasted, in which the court sided with, I guess, both parties, but they wouldn't let citizens participate in the lawsuit. There were people who there wanted to participate, wanted to make certain that the ordinance was properly represented, and it was not. And through the stipulations, the court, it actually went up to the appellate court, and the appellate court basically denied the city's lawsuit. Now, we haven't been involved in that lawsuit yet, because since that time, the city still doesn't really want to fluoridate at this particular point. They finally learned that the people aren't going to stand for it, and so they haven't begun fluoridation, and we're just waiting until they take any action that looks like they're going to, in which they probably will see us in court, and they'll have to deal with the real issue instead of the one that they rolled over on. So they haven't fluoridated it yet, and as you're also aware, fairly close to you is Santa Cruz as well, and they have a law that it prohibits adding anything to the water to treat humans. It's not even about fluoride. It's just you can't mass medicate from us right here, and it still is protecting the people there despite the state laws that are out there.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And if you'd like to talk to Jeff or just ask some questions on this subject, but do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to poison the people? To put something in the water that will destroy the minds of the children and lower their IQ, and not only that, but to make them really very docile in their attitude, because there's been a great deal of scientific work. A lot of this came out of Nazi Germany, and this whole idea came out of Nazi Germany during the Second World War. And any of you who doubt that really need to go to my website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down my November 2004 newsletter. That's November 2004. And I simply quote from a book that I have a copy of by a Swinburne climber who talks about the studies that were done in Germany during the Second War by the Nazis, and they found how effective this was in controlling the populace. So they actually fluoridated the water in the occupied areas, but of course they'd never do that to Germany, to their own people. Here in America, we'll do it to our own people. And I believe destroy the minds of our children. I don't think there's any question at all that we're doing damage. Not only with that, but many of the other things we're doing. And why would anybody want to do that? Because there are really people who hate America, in my estimation. I don't think that they... some of them are foolish. I know certainly many doctors and dentists just don't know and don't want to admit that they don't know and absolutely refuse to get the scientific evidence. But it's out there, and you can go to Jeff's website, keepersofthewell.com or org.
.org, I think you can get in with Com2 though now.
All right, fine. Yeah. But then go to fluoridealert.org, and that'll just introduce you to all of these other websites that have the scientific information. What are some of the other really good websites out there, Jeff?
Well, I think those are the two to start with, probably, and I think Fluoride Alert has some other links to it that you could go to for other ones as well. But I would start, if you're looking for documentation kind of things, I think that keepersofthewell.org is a good one to go to. If you're looking for, you know, being updated on some of the activities that are happening in different communities across the nation and so forth, they do an excellent job of letting you know, what communities are working on things and so forth, and that's a good place to go. If you're interested in trying to actually be active and see what you can do in your own community, certainly visit our website, because that's what our intention is. We're more action-oriented, I think, basically. But I think those are the best ones to go to at this particular moment, because they will at least link you to other ones.
And, of course, you have to have the knowledge, and then you have to get involved. So you need both. You need the scientific backing, and you need to have the information. And take it to your dentist and say, look, you don't think I'm right, but why don't you just check it out yourself? Because you wouldn't want somebody to come up and say you'd intentionally hurt their children, would you? Don't you think you would at least look into it and see if you might possibly be wrong? Have you ever made a mistake, doctor? And he's going to get furious with you, but you might just even pull down a few pages off to fluoridealert.org and of course go to the NTEU280.org website.
Right.
Have you been there, Jeff? What do you think of that website?
Well, yes, and specifically, I mean, I have worked with them. They are our official scientific sponsors. Another good website to go to is I'm going to give you the letters because it sounds like a kind of a blurring of words, but it's IAOMT. That's the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. Big, long name, but it's IAOMT. This is a group of people who are concerned about the, you know, oral health, in which they have spent their time and energy looking at both procedures as well as materials that go in the mouth, and they've taken a position that it shouldn't even be used topically, despite the fact that they're certainly against it, you consuming it and drinking it in your water. But they also relate to the fact that there's better and more effective means than using even fluoride topically in your mouth. And that has a position paper on there that I provided information for them with and so forth that you could go to and review the technical data if that's what you're looking for as well.
That's the International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology, or IAOMT. Is that .org or .com?
It's .org, and it's International Academy, and I think the IAOMT is probably the best way.
Right, IAOMT, International
Academy. Yes. And they've taken a position. They're the ones that have worked on mercury for such a long time and are finally, you know, turning the corner on making sure that our children aren't going to be exposed to those things.
All right. Well, God bless you, Jeff. Thanks very much for being with us this afternoon. And we'll look forward to having you on our other programs in the not-too-distant future. And if anything comes up, you'll be sure to give me a call.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stanley.
Hey, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program, our interview with Jeff Green. Now, if you'd like to get more information, go to those websites I mentioned, NTEU280.org or fluoridealerts.org. And then let me suggest you get the material we have. We have a great talk. It's called The Hidden Agenda, and you can get the talk. It's either available on PHS. And then, of course, you'll want to get the syllabus with that. So you can get the syllabus and the talk together at a decreased price. But the syllabus is great because it's got all the scientific studies and letters from countries in Europe saying, you know, we would never consider fluoridating our water. It's poisonous. Everywhere in the world, this is a great social experiment aimed at destroying America. And they know exactly what they're doing. And you see, need to get my talk, the hidden agenda, the video, the syllabus. You need to get our 2 4-tape sets. They're excellent 4-tape sets. You need to get the book, The Fluoride Deception by Chris Bryson. And then you need to get a DVD we have that Dr. David Kennedy has put out. And there's interviews with so many of the people out there who are on the front lines of this battle. One of them is Dr. Harvey Limbach from the University of Toronto, who's been threatened he told me he couldn't come on my program because he'd been threatened. And he didn't want to risk his family and, of course, his job on this issue. But as he told me, you can look up on my up on the Internet, you'll find the statements I've made and the interviews I've given. And so we've got an interview with him. But this is what they do. They threaten people, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because so much is at stake. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to poison the people? People say, oh, that couldn't go on. If it was going on, somebody would tell the American people, and yet they're not telling the American people. They're poisoning them with mercury. 1 in 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality and or behavioral learning disability. 1 in 6 American children. Do you think it's simply by accident when our kids graduate from high school and you test them competitively with kids throughout the rest of the world, we're so far behind? And as Russell Blaylock has said, you know, in the areas where they have water fluoridation, they don't have very many geniuses. But they sure got a lot of kids with very low IQs. I mean, well below 100. Kids are going to have a hard time making a living and living an effective life. And the people on the other side know exactly what they're doing. Go to my website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down my November 2004 newsletter and read it through. And the December newsletter is very good as well. But that's simply Dr. Hersey's testimony. You need to get it. You need to read it. Dr. Hersey works for the Environmental Protection Agency. He's one of the scientists there who's trying to warn the American people. And these people in government are good people. But there are wicked people in America today. There is a satanic and demonic movement, and these people work at the highest levels of our government. You need to get our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Malachi Martin's book, Hostage to the Devil, the story of 5 exorcisms. You need to get the book, The Devil Hunter, Diary of a Devil Hunter, a gentleman who was actually on the front lines of this battle. And why was he on the front lines? Because he had been a Satanist and come out and was trying to warn people, and he was being attacked by the FBI. Yes, the FBI that is responsible for maintaining law and order. Well, you understand, there are people working within the FBI who are already on the other side who are covering up the satanic crimes, and they are very real satanic crimes. You need to get our 4-tape set on Satanism deliverance, our 4-tape set on the supernatural. You need to get our books on Aleister Crowley and some of the other things that we have. We have so much material that will point you to an understanding of the fact we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. We'll be back in just a moment for the rest of today's program.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. How housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And our guest this afternoon is Nancy Levant, who writes some fascinating articles. We see them up on newsvidviews.com. And we've had her as a guest before, but this afternoon I wanted to talk about the book she wrote, even though I'd like to talk about the most recent article she wrote about the Democrats and Republicans. But right now I think we ought to go through and tell you about her book, which is really a very, very provocative book. It's called The Cultural Devastation of American Women, The Strange and Frightening Decline of the American Female and Her Dreadful Timing. Well, Nancy, thank you so very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith.
Well, let's go ahead a little bit of the background of the book and why you actually wrote the book at this time. I think it probably for people to understand it, I think they have to understand just a little bit about you. So don't be afraid to talk a little bit about yourself, about your job, what you do for a living, and how this gives you an opportunity to see so many women and, of course, what has happened to their lives.
Well, thank you. Well, first of all, about myself, I have a master's degree in education from the University of Dayton in Dayton, Ohio. I have always worked with children. I have worked with almost every age child. Today, I am a preschool teacher, and I work with 3-, 4-, and 5-year-old children. And I homeschool my last child. And I wrote the book. The book actually brewed in my mind for many years. And I think the reason why was because I, number one, am myself the child to an older mother. My mother had me when she was 43 years old. My mother was born in 1912. And, of course, I remember my grandmother very, very fondly, and she was born in the 1880s. And so I have kind of a very broad spectrum of women and the ways that women have lived, the things that women have believed. I was born in 1954 and grew up, of course, during the 60s and the 70s. And I have a 32-year-old daughter, and I have grandchildren. And, of course, I am the teacher of primarily of today's Generation X generation. And so I do believe that I have had a very wide spectrum of the opinions and the lives of women and mothers. And what I can tell you is that this book really started to take shape in my mind as I saw the differences in how my grandmother operated as a wife and a mother, and how my mother operated as a wife and a mother. Myself in my own life, and now Generation X and the children of Generation X. What I see is that women, I think, are far more stressed. I think they're far more unhappy. I think they're very, very burdened. And at the same time, I see them, today's women, having been very, very bombarded and very changed by, number one, political feminism, number two, television and media, and number three, by divorce and the very, very wide-scale employment of women.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Nancy Levant, and we'll be talking about her book, The Cultural Devastation of American Women. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead-on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Nancy was saying that she doesn't think that women, American women, really understand the meaning of the word liberation. Certainly, a mass, widespread abortion with 40 to 50 million children just simply slaughtered here in America, so that we have to, you know, let in large numbers of people from other countries to replace them and keep our population up. Certainly what's going on, the freedom that women had is not real liberation. In some ways, it really brings enslavement to all sorts of other things and divorce. And then, of course, there's a divorce, and the woman is often has the children, and then she has to work and to try to eke out a living for herself and her children. And will you pick up the story, Nancy?
Well, when the political feminist movement started, it did not offer freedom of opinion to women. What it did was it created an agenda for women and said, if you are to be liberated, you must believe in this, you must believe in abortion, you must believe that you have the right to go to work and place your children in daycare centers, you must believe this, this, and this. So in other words, political feminism came at American women and said, this is what you are to believe. Well, excuse me, that's a dictatorship. And that is in no means represents freedom for women, freedom of opinion. I believe that American women, having accepted this mode or this definition of liberation, number one, flocked into the workplace. They placed their 52 million children into daycare centers. They are burning the camels at both ends. They are working, and everyone knows we don't work 8 hours a day anymore. We work 10 hours a day. And we are very overburdened financially, because American women, I think, in order to deal with their actual depression, overspend, overdecorate. They over everything, basically. And I think that American women, as the pharmaceutical industry numbers tell us, are extremely depressed, in to the tune of 20-plus million women now taking antidepressants. And I think that American women really, really missed the boat when it comes to what freedom and liberation means to a gender. When we look at women in other countries who definitely live very, very enslaved lives, they have no rights, they have no property, they basically have nothing. This was never quite the case with American women. Even though we may not have had equality with men, we still had a great, great deal. And I think that now liberation to women means that they forsake their children to centers and to school systems. I think liberation to women means that they tan, they bleach their teeth, they augment their bodies at any cost. They are on decade-long diets. They over-decorate their homes. They overspend on just about everything. They go to the gym. They go to day spas. I mean, it's absolutely endless.
Don't forget the tanning salons.
The tanning salons. It's absolutely endless, the money that they will spend in the name of vanity. But why? Why, oh, why would American women do this, put themselves in chronic debt, make miserable situations for their families, and at the same time, not raise their children, not cook for their children, send their children into any kind of center so that someone else can raise them for them, and at the same time, they're very, very depressed. Well, my take on this is that American women bought hook, line, and sinker into this definition of feminism, which actually existed to begin with, to number one, curb the population of the planet. They literally wanted abortion to lower the population. And I think also to take the influence of women away from them in regards to their children, and to put children in schools, or what I like to call them is public indoctrination centers or socialist indoctrination centers. And I think that the feminist movement really, really was part and parcel of the kind of New World Order movement to change people, specifically women and children, and specifically in regards to population control.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And, Chris, there are really so many things that have happened. And, you know, we see this in almost half, or perhaps even more than half, of our marriages ending in divorce, and the tragedy that brings, not only for the adults, but for the children. A child never gets over a divorce, and people never think about that. The infidelity that we see both by men and by women today are reflections of a moral breakdown of a society, and no society can survive a moral breakdown. Of course, as you point out in your book, why so many women don't want to do the housework. They want to get somebody else to do the housework. They don't want to do the gardening. They don't want to do any of these things. Now, some women don't have the time for it, admittedly, but many of them do, and that they'd rather be busy out playing tennis.
Well, I think that they see the role of mother and wife, particularly, as being servitude, because that's what liberation, the liberation movement, has told them. But the problem is women are unhappy. They're literally trying to change every aspect of the ways that they look naturally. I think that women are actually miserable, and I think that they don't know why. And it's very, very sad. And you also have to realize that more than half of them, adult American women, are divorced, which of course puts them almost always into chronic financial problems. And yet they continue to overspend, and they continue to ignore their children. And literally, these children many times just end up running through the culture like alley cats. It's very, very sad. And, you know, the most difficult social circumstance of all is to be a single woman raising children. It's an absolutely almost impossible situation for women. And I think that women need to very quickly assess what they have been told about what the meaning is of a liberated woman. If you want to know the meaning of liberation, you look to slavery. And you see people who have literally been owned entities. American women, now, of course, there are exceptions, but American women have really had it very, very, very good all throughout history in this country, compared to women in other countries. And let me just speak to something else, because this really bothers me. The feminist movement takes credit for the quote-unquote liberation of women. But let me tell you something. Had it not been for the fact that the righteous men in this country understood, I don't know how they understood, but they understood that women in a sovereign republic, that the country would be better off if women had rights in this country. The quote-unquote liberation movement for women in America took place, frankly, because American men saw the value of having women with rights in this country. It had nothing to do with NOW or with any other feminist organization that are really nothing more than partners to the UN and to other global entities. Most of these quote-unquote feminist organizations, really, really women, are about population control. They're about birth control, they're about sterilization, and they're about depopulation. That, to me, is the backbone of the feminist movement.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Nancy, but most people do not understand that there is an organized population control movement, and this is why, for instance, all throughout Europe, populations are not reproducing themselves. In Genoa, why they have twice as many deaths as they have children being born, and most of the children being born are being born to immigrants, not to Italians in Genoa. And of course, their whole society is being transformed, and people scratch their heads and say, how did it happen? They don't understand there is a program.
Well, one of the ways that it happened is through the political feminism movement. Now, I'm not talking about the liberation of women. I'm talking about the political feminist movement, which is very, very, very anti-woman, because it's very anti-women's, truly women's freedom. Women's liberation comes with a very canned agenda. If you disagree with it, you're an idiot. You cannot disagree. And disagreeing with a feminist is like disagreeing with a radical environmentalist. You know, you can't talk, you can't compromise, you can't do anything. You're just an idiot. You know, for an American woman today to say, no, thank you, I think I'll choose to stay home, to be married, to take care of my nest, my home, and to homeschool my children, why, you're seen as an absolute fool. And this is a very, very sad state of affairs, because let me tell you something. Having been born to a mother who was born in 1912 and a grandmother who was born in the 1880s, I can tell you, number one, that these women did in fact experience freedom. they experienced joy in their families and in their children and in their marriages.
And, of course, today we see so many men and women who are entirely miserable with their families and miserable with their marriages, and they're looking for something, and they're just not going to find it in the tanning salon or working out at the gym or with a new set of breasts or a Botox or all of these other things that the people are turning to today to try to change their self-image, whereas it's that internal image that God has given each one of us that has to be developed and adhered to and cherished. We'll be back in just a moment with Nancy LaFont, and we'll be talking about feminism.
America Discount Home Medical Equipment sells at discount prices. We sell wheelchairs, oxygen equipment, hospital beds, commodes, fast safety products, walkers, and other items needed for the care of your loved one at home. Our phone number is 1-800-956-6616. We sell at one half of retail price or less. We have free shipping and no sales tax for any shipment outside of California. You can expect to receive the item within 7 days. Our website address is www.home-med-equip.com. Again, our phone number is 1-800-956-6616.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Admit it, the moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The Church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof, get the book, Communion, Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the NT to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're talking with Nancy LaFont about her book, the cultural devastation of American women. And she, in her book, talks about, you know, working in a daycare center and having these children brought in and you know, for the day, and they haven't had any breakfast, and she's got to fix lunches for them. And so many women, you know, they're so busy being busy that they don't even bother to feed the children, right? And that really has a devastating effect on the child, doesn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. I have seen, I cannot tell you how many children that I have seen who are grossly, grossly underfed or grossly, grossly overweight as young children. And, you know, what we are seeing is women who, number one, most of which don't breastfeed because of the problem with work. And they, excuse me, they will stop at some drive-thru and get a kid, you know, some garbage for breakfast, or they just bring them into the daycare unfed after these children have been up for an hour and a half and they're starving. The difficulty for me as a provider is that I now see children who simply, they never experienced home-cooked foods. And so, you know, you ask a child what they want for lunch, and it's almost invariably, you're going to hear chicken nuggets and fries, pizza. It's almost, I have seen children come in the mornings and they have had pop in sippy cups. I have seen children come in the mornings and they have, you know, little mini donuts in a package from a mini mart. You try to feed a child good food. You try to feed a child meatloaf and some vegetables and some fruit, and they don't know what to do with it, and they don't want it. They don't like it. And then, after a child has been in a center for 10 hours and sometimes 12 hours, you know, here comes the parent to pick them up. Finally, these children are exhausted. And where do they come? They have drive-through bags in tow. They got drive-through bags waiting in the car for these children. And children are eating, they're being nourished horribly, horribly, because women don't cook. They're working too much. They get home, they're tired, and half of the time, they pick up these kids, they immediately transport, I mean, even four-year-olds, five-year-olds, they immediately are transporting them to either a soccer field or some other intramural sport. And then these kids do these absolutely absurd physical regimens for an hour and a half. And then they leave and go to the drive-thru and go home to eat this miserable food. And then, boom, here they come back again at 6:15 in the morning. And, you know, this has become the standard, very typical life for many, 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 many millions and millions of American children. And I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, these children are unhappy. They're unhealthy. Their parents are unhappy. You know, and it's comical to me because so many women are absolutely obsessive about their own health, about their own looks, and their weight. And yet they absolutely fall flat when it comes to concern or effort on part of their children's health or weight. It's really quite extraordinary to me.
All right, fine. Well, I think we find an awful lot of unhappy people because we've really lost our sense of values and what life is really all about. And we've tried to substitute, you know, certainly what America was with materialism. Well, America was never about materialism. America was an idea about people being free, but being responsible to God. And, of course, this was the most important thing of our founding fathers knew. They realized that you could not have a government that was limited if you did not have moral and religious people with a sense of values.
Exactly.
Well, of course, what we did is we've taken God out of our schools. We've removed any sense of moral values, and everything is relative, and all you need to do is watch television or Desperate Housewives or so many of the soap operas, and, oh, why, my goodness, you know, people wouldn't miss those at all. But what they're doing is changing the values of our country, changing the values of married women, and so really there's such so many of them really are involved with affairs, and basically the sanctity of the home is being destroyed. And if you wanted to destroy a nation, there's no better way to do it than to destroy the family, which is the basic building block of society.
Absolutely very true. If you want to destroy the nation, destroy the family. if you want to destroy gender relations between people, destroy one of the genders and watch the other one fall at the same time. There is interconnectedness to our spirituality and to our morality. And if we break it, or we let groups like political feminists or Congress or anyone else break these bonds, these spiritual bonds between people and families, then number one, the nation doesn't have a chance to survive. And we also lose, if you lose your spiritual balance, you lose your intellect. It's a no-brainer.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Nancy Levant. We're talking about her book entitled The Cultural Devastation of American Women. And before we go on, Nancy, how can people get your book? Do you have a web page, anything of that sort? They can get in touch with you?
Oh, the best. There's many ways you can get the book. The best way, you can go to newswithviews.com. You can go to amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. You can go to just about any bookstore in the country and order the book. It's very easy. If you do a Google search using my name, the Amazon.com link will come up as well as many others. And I'm pretty easy to find, and the book is very easy to find.
Right, fine. Well, people then can get the book. Now, our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Nancy, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, you know, God made men and women different. They gave them different temperaments. They gave them different amounts of intuition. And each of us serves a purpose in God's overall plan and in the structure of society. And when you begin taking that away, what women's liberation has done, I think in many ways has robbed women of the most important things that they could be doing and should be doing, and of that sense of, you know, really being a homemaker, which is really what I think that, you know, so many women are happy doing.
I absolutely agree with you, because I think that, number one, when you remove women from their children, women suffer guilt. They suffer worry. And, of course, this is primordial biology here, folks. This is core female biology. You can see it in a cat, a mother cat. You can see it. We have baby hamsters. You can see it there. You remove the children from the mother, and the mother becomes neurotic. She becomes very worried. She cannot focus on other things because of worry. We now have women in America who, beginning with their babies in infancy, these infants go into centers, and you have women who feel guilty. They're worried all day long. And then they come home, and they're tired. And their babies are emotionally stressed from the separation. And this goes all the way through, really, through, I would say, probably the age of 12 or 13 with children. Children are equally as stressed when they are taken away from their parents, particularly, I believe, from their mothers. And, you know, we deny this. We deny it, deny, deny. You know, we think that we can build these cute little buildings and send our children into these buildings and pay other women minimum wage to raise our children and to love our children, and that, you know, this is fine and dandy. But we know better. We know it's wrong. We know that it is not the best thing for our children, and so we suffer. We suffer.
All right, let's go to Mike, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Mike. Do you have a question or comment?
A little of both, Stan. I'd like to first thank Nancy for her topic today in the discussion. This is so important because our nation is being torn apart in so many ways, and one of them is through feminism. And I wanted to say, if Nancy could take this as a compliment, I'd like to say you've come a long way, baby.
Honey, I didn't hear what he said.
You've come a long way, baby.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Mike.
About women's liberation, as she was talking, I couldn't help but think that the liberation women have been given has more to do with the freedom to hate and the freedom to become every bit as sexist as they perceive men to be. And they have become, in so many ways, impossible to love, and by a man that they might even marry. And thereby, she is deprived of all that emotional security and the fulfillment of living and bearing children and marital bliss. Everything that she needs in an area, she has been conditioned to destroy. That's women's lib. And I want to ask Nancy, have you run across a book called Radical Feminism? It's a compilation of essays by Barbara S. Crow.
No, honey, I have not read the book.
Okay, fine. Anything else, Mike?
Well, that's a good one for anybody who wants to see what radical feminism really is about.
Okay.
I could say it's pretty much impossible to read because of the foul language.
Okay, thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Rich, who's calling from Hollister. Hi, Rich. How are you doing?
Hi. I just have one comment on this family unit with the mom working a lot. It seems to me that a lot of grandparents can no longer take a role in helping out the and raising kids like they used to. I was wondering if she had a comment on that.
Do you have a comment on that? Rich is just saying that, you know, in the years past, the grandparents were involved in raising the children. And that doesn't seem to be so much of a factor these days.
Well, I'll tell you, it is and it isn't. I think that grandparents, I think that all eldership is invaluable to children. Number one, because there's such a different dynamic between children and their grandparents, and it's usually a very, very close and wonderful dynamic. But I have seen, particularly in maybe the last 10 to 15 years, that there are a tremendous number of grandparents who have now stepped in and are raising their grandchildren due to typically addictions problems of their children. And to me, grandparents and eldership are absolutely critical for children. I think that we need our grandparents, the children, especially today's children, I think they need their grandparents even more than ever.
Amen to that. Okay, thanks very much, Rich. Anything else you want to say?
No, I just wanted to say that it's very tough for the young struggling couples to have one person stay home all the time.
It sure is, and that's one of the real tragedies. When I was growing up, why a man could work, he could make enough to support his wife and children, and the wife could stay at home. But, of course, that's no longer the case. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Let's go to Todd calling from Louisiana. Hi, Todd. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Todd, did you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. I have two comments. First to you, Dr. Stan, I just wanted to say thank you so much for the excellent shows and information you have presented for the past few weeks. They've just been tremendous. I cannot heap enough praise on most of the shows, and then I'm going to begin supporting Radio Liberty.
We'll sure appreciate that.
And then for Nancy, also cannot heap enough praise on what has been said today. It is sorely, sorely needed in America. And my main comment would be that the pulpits have failed tremendously along these lines. There's no more preaching that commands the people. We only commend the people now. Well, the Bible tells us to command the people. Now, I'm a preacher myself, and this topic and many of the things she has said are things that the Lord has laid on my heart to preach for many years, but you just can't hear that in churches anymore, and that's where one of the tremendous cracks in the foundation of our nation is the crack of the foundation of the pulpit.
Amen to that, and certainly what we need to do is get back to that foundation of the one man and one woman and the children.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right.
It's the only way that we can be fulfilled and happy people.
Right. But you know, Todd, what really bothers me so much is that the church many times sort of accepts divorce and doesn't necessarily try to discourage divorce because, after all, well, maybe the people would be happier. Having forgotten that the whole idea of marriage was not a relationship between a man and a woman, but it was the relationship to God. And when you swear, you don't swear to your partner, you swear to God. And that's
correct.
What it's really all about.
Right.
We've really forgotten. We've taken God out of our families and taken God out of our schools and taken God out of American life. And then we wonder why we're where we are today.
People no longer understand what grace is. The Bible says that grace teaches us to deny ungodliness. It does not give us a license to ungodliness. But thank you, Dr. Stan, and thank you, Ms. Levant, so much for writing.
Thank you so much.
It is sorely needed.
God bless you. Thanks very much. And let's go to Patricia, who's calling from California, and our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Patricia, did you have a comment or a question?
Yes, I have a comment. I want to have you make it clear that if the woman is to stay home and take care of her children and rely on the man to take care of the family, then the man needs to be responsible and not beat his wife and children and withhold food, clothing, medical care, dental care, and then throw the woman out in the street with the kids because she goes to the authorities and churches who failed to protect her and her children.
Yeah, but Patrice, let me respond to that. I worked for several years as one of the directors of a domestic violence shelter. I know this issue very, very well. I know incest very, very well and rape, having worked in this situation. And once again, we have to go back to the fact that this culture has not only devastated a woman, it has devastated the American male. And I have thought that probably my next book may be The Cultural Devastation of the American Male. American male men have lost all definition as men in this country. there are a lot of men who are very, very angry. There are a lot of men who are very addicted because drugs are practically mandated in this country. Illegal drugs are escorted into the country, literally. And then there are the pharmaceutical drugs, and then our standard drugs in alcohol. The population is absolutely inundated by drug usage. And it has damaged men terribly. Men are angry because they don't know. Just as women, they've lost their definition. And drunk and angry men are very dangerous in families. I have seen it firsthand. And once again, we have to go back to the fact that when you lose your moral foundation nationwide, as we have, and you lose spiritual standards, moral standards, which are foundations for people and their behavior, then, once again, the culture comes in and it defines whatever it defines for you. It defines that happiness is getting loaded on substances. It defines that a good time is sitting in a bar drinking all night. It defines that a good time is spending yourselves into bankruptcy or gambling, which, you know, once again, like I said, you damage one gender and the other one goes down too. And I absolutely agree with you 100%.
And this is what happens when we have a society that's lost its moral standards. And when we never teach people what James Adams had said, that our form of government was made only for moral and religious people who would not work for any other. And do you really think we have a moral and religious people today? Anything else you'd like to say, Patricia?
Well, you didn't really deal with the issues that I experienced.
Well, the trouble is that you have a man.
You had a
husband who did not fear God, and he was cruel to you, and there's no justification for it. Had he had a proper relationship with God, he would not have treated you as he did, and he would have respected you and looked after his children.
Or if he had any kind of a moral code.
Right.
Well, the bad thing is the pastors are the ones who I went to for protection.
Who did you go to?
Pastors in Hollister.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they didn't believe me that I was abused, but God ended up teaching me, and my ex ended up kicking me out on the street, which is probably the best that could have happened to me, because then I grew and I healed.
Well,
and I strengthened and I became more of a whole, healthy, independent adult woman instead of an abused child.
All right. Thank you so very much for calling, Patricia. And certainly, if the pastors won't, of course, call the man in and call him to, to repentance and call him to do what's right, then the pastor is failing as well. Would you agree with that, Nancy?
Well, of course. And, you know, it's not like the churches are exempt from cultural degradation. The churches have absolutely slumped. The churches are a mess right now. They are corporations. They're not churches. And they're serving higher masters. And, the church is a mess in America. I mean, this is something we know. The churches are serving the Department of Homeland Security. They're serving their tax-exempt statuses. And the church has lost the meaning of the moral and spiritual foundations of Christianity a long time ago. I mean, when men and women and children are a mess, you can pretty much guarantee that the church is a mess.
Well, I certainly share your concern. I think that what we need to get back is into the very fundamentals of the Christian faith. Now, you have a section in your book on women's intuition. What do you mean in reference to that?
What I mean is that a woman does have intuitive abilities. I think that these abilities are God-given. I think they were given women to, number one, protect infants, and to sense trouble, to sense frightening situations, dangerous situations. And I think that women can also sense when things need to be done. I think that they can sense how they need best be done. And I think that women, like all females in nature, are focused upon nest and upon nest building and children. I mean, this is not rocket science here. And I think that when a culture tells you that this is not the case, I frankly think it makes you kind of crazy. And I think that all we need do is look at the condition of American women who are spending themselves into oblivion. They're shallow, they're tan, they're bleached, they have big boobs, they have Botox shots in the face. I mean, on and on and on. They have fake fingernails. And yet at the same time, how many of these women understand Agenda 21? How many of these women understand the Earth Charter, the Bank of International Settlements, or the European Central Banking System or the Federal Reserve? Much less will they even acknowledge the fact that their children are suffering in being raised by corporation-sponsored daycare centers and public schools. I mean, for heaven's sakes, women, your intuition about the condition of the home and of yourselves and of your children, if you cannot see that, and at the same time you are absolutely clueless as to what is going on in your nation or why things the way they are, then your intuition is not working really well.
Amen.
If at all.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment. Our guest, of course, has been Nancy Levat. Her book, The Cultural Devastation of American Women, is a fascinating read, quick read, but a lot of great information there, and I think you'll be fascinated by it. And, of course, if you want to get it, Amazon.com, or certainly go to your local bookstore and ask him to order it. And we'll be back in just a minute to wrap up today's program.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-338-7074 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-338-7074. 1-800-338-7074.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Nancy.
You're so very welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Nancy Levant, and I hope you've enjoyed the program with Nancy. I think her book is well worthwhile reading. We've enjoyed it, and this is the second of a series of interviews we're going to do with her, and we want her to talk to all of our various audiences. Now, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're really dependent on those of you who listen to our programs to help us because, well, things have been a little tight recently, and we could certainly use your help and support if you're capable. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will remember that we're having an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 29th of October right here in the Monterey Bay Area. We're going to bring in Constance Cumbie, who's back in Detroit, and she's going to be here for a couple of talks for us. And certainly Constance is one of the world's leading experts on the occult and the New Age and these spiritual forces in the spiritual dimension, which is so intent upon destroying the very fabric of our society. And we'll have Chris Pinto here, who actually produced the award-winning film, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, because, yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are secret mysteries out there. And, of course, this all ties into these spiritual forces that we talk about. So that October the 29th, and we do hope many of you will give us a call and make your reservation. You'll have to have a reservation ahead of time if you're coming from outside the area. Why, we'll be glad to send you maps and information on local accommodations. Then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get the material that we have that will tell you about the Brotherhood of Darkness, how these organizations work together. We have some pamphlets we call the Occult Hierarchy. There really is an occult hierarchy. There really are spiritual beings out there that prey on people. If you doubt that, you need to get the book Hostage to the Devil by Malachi Martin, who is a Jesuit priest. And, of course, we have a series of four interviews with him, and you can get the Malachi Martin special with both the book and the four tape set at a reduced price if you'd like. And then, of course, so much other information we have available on health issues. If you haven't read Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, or The Miracle of Magnesium, and probably 90% of the American population is deficient in magnesium and selenium and so many of the other things. And so you need to get some of our four tape sets on health and on nutrition, and you need to get the videos we have. We have a great new video by Dr. Russell Blaylock on nutrition and behavior, and so many people will be depressed or be having very, very real mental problems. And so much of this has to do with diet. We have this great new video by Dr. Ayub on the vaccinations as they're being given, vaccinations for influenza as they're being given to pregnant women and children. And as he goes into the background of this massive program to push these vaccines all throughout the world and the impact of the vaccines. And Dr. Ayub's really done a very scholarly approach to this. His articles have been written in medical journals and are published in medical journals. Let me suggest that the Dr. Ayub video or Russell Blaylock on nutrition and behavior. And then, of course, we actually have other items as well. And just go to our website. If you'd like our health catalog, we'd be glad to send you one free of charge. Let me mention that everybody should have a Berkey water filter in their home. If you live in an area where they fluoridate the water, you need it. But even more than that, if we get into an emergency situation, which could arise at any time, you need a means of purifying your water so you'll have potable water. And with a Berkey water filter, you can do that. And, of course, if you want to get the fluoride out of your water, there's special filters that will do that. If you'd like more information, give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And if you'd like a health catalog, we'll be glad to send it to you. If you'd like to get one of our routine catalogs or a newsletter, we'd be glad to send it to you free of charge. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, because if we don't have a revival and the American people don't turn back to God, we're going to lose this country. And finally, please pray for Radio Liberty.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your federal...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With me on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Shaw. A witness described huge pieces of debris falling on a Manhattan street from a small plane crashing into a high-rise condo. The New York Fire Department says the aircraft hit the 20th floor of a building in a posh East Side neighborhood. Police confirmed two bodies have been found. The crash left several apartments in flames. Warren Levinson is on the scene.
I see a tall, narrow red brick apartment building, perhaps 40 or 50 stories high. The north side of this building is charred. Black, gray smoke pours from one or two apartments in this building. Occasionally, bursts of water shoot out. Firefighters are apparently inside dealing with some blazes touched off inside this apartment building. The scene around here is chaos. This happened about the time school was letting out, so there are a lot of people in the streets. There are a lot of passersby stopping to stare, stopping to...